Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer in the United States, and the Hispanic population is at greater risk for problems like strokes, heart attacks, and diabetes. A binational study is allowing scientists in San Antonio to pinpoint the early signs of cardiovascular disease in people of Mexican ancestry. The GEM Family Study, translated as Genetics of Metabolic Diseases in Mexico, aims to study healthy individuals from across Mexico and find out whether cardiovascular disease can be predicted and ultimately prevented. I had a chance to talk with the two principal investigators of the study, Dr. Raul Bastarrachea and Dr. Jack Kent Jr. of the Texas Biomedical Research Institute in San Antonio.
Well, Dr. Kent, tell us a little bit about this study that the Texas Biomedical Research Institute is embarking upon. You are designing this large-scale study for indicating early cardiovascular disease in people of Mexican ancestry.
So what is unique about GEM is, and this is Dr. Bastarrachea's idea and not at all mine, is to focus this study on the changes that occur when people are presented with a meal. What really intrigued me about this is that particular study design. You know, most of the time when doctors want to know your basic blood work, they do it at fasting. When we have done research in the past, we've done that at fasting as well as a sort of baseline information. But Raul's insight was that although we may look pretty much the same at baseline, once a challenge comes, the challenge of actually having food in our bellies, the way we handle that may look very different and it may predict future dysfunction.
They come from a 12-hour fasting. Then they are given precisely 30% of the calories for their totally daily expenditure. So we put them in a bed in a hospital for 5 hours. We are measuring what happens, what's going on with their metabolism. Some people within the normal range of being healthy, they are not able to store and burn the glucose, lipids, or proteins, you know. They stay longer in the circulation, and those are the defects in metabolism that are going to hurt the blood vessels and make them weak, and then they become diabetic. And that's what we don't want to happen. We really want to go as early as possible to detect these situations.
What we've added in this study is looking at measures, chemical measures, of what the genes are actually doing. So not only do we have the information on what a person's genetic background is, but what they're actually doing with that genetic background.
So you're not just looking at like changes in blood sugar or blood pressure. You're looking deeper into those results, Dr. Bastarrachea?
Indeed, you are correct. We are measuring non-conventional circulating levels of substances in your body that would give us earlier opportunities to detect which is the person at risk to develop diabetes for cardiovascular disease much earlier than having, for example, high levels of glucose, hypertension, high levels of lipids in blood, high triglycerides. So we're trying to be one step before these abnormalities that are signaling somebody to be at highest risk to end up in an infarction or an amputation or a stroke. Why? Because we are focusing on families otherwise healthy. So we're comparing how healthy people within families that are inheriting these common, complex, very prevalent diseases, obesity, diabetes, dyslipidemia, even osteoporosis. We are going to try to reach that one, you know, with our study design.
Let's talk a little bit about this study group. It is a group of 40 people from across Mexico, and you're going into 10 institutions from across the nation of Mexico. Are you purposefully doing sort of a large geographic spread of Mexico? And also, what constitutes the group that you're studying, are they people of all ages? Are they people within a certain age range?
Yes, it was distributed across Mexico with the intent of capturing the great diversity of historic genetic background across that country. That said, it is also focused on urban areas, so that it is taking people who are already part of what is becoming a more westernized lifestyle. We're looking at healthy adults. So these are people who would not be considered to have any current disease condition. They are not hypertensive. They are not obese, although they vary in weight. They do not have diabetes or cancer. And it is meant to use families, ultimately in the large study, so that we will be able to maximize the genetic information of transmission across generations.
And so, Dr. Basterrachea, ultimately, once this initial study is underway, and hopefully you'll get approval for the larger study, what's the ultimate goal of all of your research? What is it you're looking to find?
If within the study design, we are able to actually gather our 400 people, we will have a nice representation of what is happening with the Mexicans in the border, Mexicans within the United States, immigrants, Mexican Americans, and Mexicans in our own side. Independently of the environment, we will be able at the end perhaps to find better pathways, molecular, biochemical pathways, and we will be able not only to advise people that they have these specific conditions that are making them be at earlier risk to cardiovascular disease development, but the industry will be better oriented to design better medications to very early prevent the disease, not treat it.